clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Man, I got a good-looking bunch of kids in here from Roger Mills County, from Cheyenne, the capital of Roger Mills County. And we'll get to them here just a little bit. The day is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County, from animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all their product needs, with all your product needs. Being in a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, there on the east side in Texas. They look forward to serving you. Okay, one more item before we get started, and big news, breaking news this morning. Farm Journal names Jimmy Emmons Senior Vice President of Climate Smart Programs. This is great. He's awesome. Nationally recognized no-till farmer, rancher, and soil health expert leads Trust in Foods national programs to accelerate the adoption of conservation agriculture. Jimmy and his wife, Junior, own and operate Emmons Farm in Leedy, Oklahoma, where they manage 2,000 acres and 300 head of cattle in a integrated row crop and livestock operation that optimizes water resources, reduces erosion, and improves organic material in the soils. He is a public speaker and a really good one at that. Educator, mentor, and advocate for conservation management practices to improve producers' resiliency. To weather operational efficiency and profitability. So, congratulations, Mr. Jimmy Emmons. He's a local. I mean, we got it going on here in Western Oklahoma. One of the guys you guys probably know, Mr. Jimmy Taylor, the Taylor Ranch, he was just named president of the Beef Checkoff Board, and it's an awesome deal, so we got it going on. Well, happy National FFA Week, kiddos. You look excited. Anyway, they... let's start with you, young lady, and tell us your name, if you're an officer, what officer, and senior, junior.
My name is Chloe Sue McIntyre, and I'm a senior, and I'm the chaplain.
All right.
My name is JC Coffin. I'm a junior, and I'm the vice president.
All right. Awesome.
My name is Miranda Allen. I'm a junior, and I'm the reporter.
My name is Sophia Estrada, and I'm the president, and I'm a junior.
Cool.
My name is Caroline Conway. I'm the reporter, and I'm a senior in high school.
My name is Rylan Reno, and I'm a freshman, and I'm the sentinel.
My name is Bryson Robertson. I am a sophomore, and I'm the treasurer.
Forgot what year you was in there, buddy. So I'm just messing with you. I told you we were going to have some fun in here today. So anyway, let's start back with you, young lady. What event? What do you take part of? You showing? You do meat judging, or?
I show two steers, and then I livestock judge.
All right. What kind of steers you got?
Well, we have. I have a Maine, and then I have a Char.
Okay. Cool. Good breeds.
Yep.
I show pigs and cattle.
And what kind of cattle do you show? What kind of pigs you show?
I have a Maine Tainer, and then I have a Spot Gilt, a Cross Gilt, and a Burke Barrow.
All right. Did you do any good at the county show?
Yeah, I had Reserve Grand Registered Gilt.
Oh, cool. Congratulations. Is that right?
No, I'm in grand. Sorry.
One of the two. Both of them still good. All right. How about you, young lady?
I show pigs and cattle as well, and I am involved with livestock judging.
All right. What's your favorite?
Probably showing cattle and pigs both.
All right. Cool. All right, Ms. President.
I show goats, I do public speaking, and I livestock judge.
You look like you're a good public speaker. Is that why you're the president? And you're a junior, too.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So what kind of public speaking competitions or events have you been to here lately?
Well, I haven't been into any recently, but I competed in the extemporaneous speaking last spring, and then I have a prepared speech this spring.
Oh, cool. All right. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
How about you, young lady?
I show hogs and I livestock judge.
All right. What kind of hogs?
I've got a crossgill, a Burke Barrow, and a Hemp Barrow as well.
You going to OYE?
Yep.
Yep. That was a quick yep. Yep. All right. Hand that mic over to him. What about you, young man?
I have two heifers and I livestock judge.
What kind of heifers?
Commercial and a Shorthorn Plus.
All right. All right, let's get to you. You a sophomore or a freshman?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay.
I show cattle and I livestock judge.
What kind of cattle?
I have a purebred Simmental and a Charolais composite.
Purebred Simmental.
Yeah.
Did you raise it or did you buy it from somewhere around
here?
We
bought this one.
Anywhere local?
In Cherokee.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, let's get back to you. What's been your most favorite thing you've done so far in FFA? Speak close to the mic.
I would probably say showing's my favorite.
Is it?
Going to all the shows and being around all the people.
Have you met a lot of people?
Yes.
Were you shy before you got in FFA?
Not really.
Not really? You're not bashful?
No.
You're just quiet, right?
Yeah.
Just quiet. And have you met a lot of friends from outside China?
Yes, a lot.
A lot?
Yeah.
And then when was state? Was it in October or November, the state convention? Or is it coming up?
No, it's in May.
It's in May.
Oh, it's in May, so it's coming up.
Yeah.
So did you go last year?
Yes.
How was it?
It was lots of fun.
Was it?
Yes.
You meet lots of people, too?
Yes, I did.
And did you meet any, like, politicians or big dogs?
No.
All right, let's go to you. What's your favorite thing you've done so far in FFA?
I think I'll have to agree with Klosu on showing livestock.
You guys like, yeah, it's one of the favorite things.
Yeah.
Is anybody at Cheyenne into the shooting sports? Have you guys?
We have a couple.
Yeah, we have a team.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, how about you, young lady?
I would just say being a part of like a team, like in FFA and having all of my friends around me.
Right.
That's probably my favorite part.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ms. President?
I would say my favorite part is probably going to alumni camp and, like, all the camps during the summer. Like, I attended OYLE this past summer, and I met some of my bestest friends now.
Right. Yeah, because that's, you know, we've been doing this. This is day number 10 we've been doing FFA chapters because we got so many chapters in our listening area. And alumni comes up quite a bit, so it must be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, do you learn anything at alumni, or are you just there making friends?
We do learn lots of leadership, like building activities. We do a lot of that, but also just building lifelong friends and making those connections.
I got you. All right. How about you, young lady? What's your most favorite thing?
My favorite thing is probably alumni camp or state convention. I enjoyed both of them a lot. It was very good for meeting people and kind of getting out of just your chapter.
Is there one thing that sticks out in your mind since you got an FFA that was just the funnest of all?
Probably just conversing with other people. Like, I feel like people tend to stick to their teams or their schools or their chapters, but when you're in FFA, it really broadens your horizons and you learn how to talk to other people and communicate with others well.
Oh, cool. All right. How about you, young man? What'd you say you were?
Freshman.
Freshman? Okay. This is your second year, right?
Yep.
Okay. So you don't have a lot of experience, but I bet you've got some experience that you remember.
I'd have to say probably showing.
Showing?
Yep.
And have you got better at it?
Yes, way better.
Was you in 4-H prior to FFA? So you've got way better?
Mm-hmm.
And it been your ag teachers that's making you better?
Yep, and my parents and my friends.
Got tired of them messing with you or what? You
just yes.
Stepped up your game?
Uh-huh.
All right, cool. All right, Mr. Sophomore. That's all we're going to name you, Mr. Sophomore.
My favorite's probably showing. That's about it.
That's the best. What else you do? What else have you done?
Livestock judge.
Yeah? You not like that?
It's fun, but when you raise the animal and then you get to show it, that's probably my favorite.
Right. That's a good deal. Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to ask these young people in here what the future looks like for them. So, because they are future farmers of America. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products. And they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Get better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 p.m. Selling 84 bulls that have been feed efficiency tested on the GrowSafe system. They got DNA test data, birth, weaning, and yearling data, and ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 4th at 12:30 at a new location. From the Burns Flat Cotton Gin, go 1 mile east and a quarter mile south. Get information at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 17th. 870 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 330 brought 277.50. 4 at 393 brought 252. 15 at 479 brought 239. 11 at 623 brought 185. 5 at 675 brought 187. 8 at 831 brought 180.50. 3 at 952 brought 163. 6 at a heifers at 354 brought 216. 8 at 408 brought 214. 3 at 477 brought 189. 5 at 499 brought 194. 20 at 536 brought 187.50. 7 at 614 brought 186. 5 at 745 brought 166. Butcher cows were 38 to 101. Butcher bulls brought 81 to 119.50. Bred cows were 850 to 1710. Pairs brought 725 to 1625. And that's your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report. 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 497-6095.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Wheeler General Store. Happy Cap Hour. Miami, Texas. Here's your temperature, 22. Your wind chill's 15 degrees. The humidity is 50%. The wind is out of the north at 6 miles an hour with wind gust up to a whole 8 mile an hour. And peak gust today is 21 miles an hour. Your month-to-date precipitation is 110 one-thousandths. In other words, 0.11 is all you got this month so far. No red flag minutes today, 731 minutes of sub-freezing minutes, and the 8-inch soil temperature is 41 degrees. Quickly, before I get back to these good old kids here from Cheyenne, there's three stock shows that I know that's going on, probably more. Custer County, Beckham, and Wichita is going on. The 82nd annual Wichita County Junior Livestock Show will be the 26th, 27th, and the 28th Sunday, basically weighing animals and checking in with the ag mechanic entries. And then Monday, the barn opens, swine shows first, all cattle in place, broilers in place, and cards due. And after the cattle show, the master showmanship contest will be going on, and at 4 o'clock approximately, it looks like, the broiler show. Matter of fact, I need to talk to you guys about the broiler sale at the county with you guys. What the heck? Anyway, Tuesday, 6 o'clock, it'll be a meal, and 6:45, the welcome and awards presentation, and then at 7 o'clock, the premium sale. So please, no matter what county you're from, go to one of your local stock shows and support these kids and the premium sales. It means a lot to them. What do you think? You think that premium sale really helps out?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, I got amen out of all these kids. Yep. It really does. I know I graduated about 50 years ago, but that premium show was very important to make, you know. And everybody, just if it's just a couple $100, it helps. Mm-hmm. So who wants to talk to me about the broilers at the Roger Mills County?
Oh, man.
What's up with that? Somebody have a rich grandpa or what?
Yes. Good question.
Those things are nasty. Nasty.
You don't like showing them upside down?
Yeah. They had, like, no feathers left. They were crispy looking. I would not eat any of those nuggets.
That's awesome. That's the kind of stuff I like on my show. Yeah, but for $4,500, would you show them?
Oh, yeah. 100% I would.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
$4,500 for a crispy looking chicken.
You probably, what's the name of the big chicken place in Oklahoma City there?
Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They probably went straight to Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's go back to you. Let's start at the first. What's the future hope for you? What are you thinking?
I want to attend SWASU at Weatherford and get a degree in ag business and then come back and help my dad run the farm.
All right. What kind of farming operation does your parents have?
He has, like, he ranches and then he, like, does land and everything and grows like hay and stuff, and then we also have an annual sale every year.
And who's that?
Randy McIntyre.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool. All right, now that makes sense. Red Angus, is that right? I knew your face from somewhere. Anyway, yep. I knew that. So you guys got a sale coming up when?
The last Monday in March.
Okay, so it's coming. Yep. It's coming up a month from today, basically, or coming up pretty good. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
I knew that name. Let's go with you. What do you think?
I don't know. I think I might go get my CNA and then just see where nursing takes me from there.
I got you. All right, good plan. Mm-hmm. How about you, young lady? I have a feeling you're going to surprise me.
I want to go into the field of journalism, maybe.
Yeah.
And probably minor in photography, because I'm kind of, I don't know, kind of experimenting with photography. So, yeah.
And how's it going?
It's going good.
Have you made the front of the farm journal yet?
No. I'm not that good.
What do you mean you're not that good?
I'm just not that good. I just go to, like, the local shows. Like, at districts, we've been just taking pictures of our chapter, so that show, we just... I just take pictures of them.
Oh, well, I'll give you my, when we go to break, I'll give you my email. Email me some pictures and I'll put them on our Facebook page.
Okay.
How's that? We'll make you famous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, all right, Miss President, what's the future hold? I know you're just a junior, but you got to be thinking.
Well, next year I hope to run for state office and then become a state officer. And then I plan to go to OSU and get a major in agriculture education and then a minor in ag communications.
So you're going
to
be an ag teacher?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew it. She had that look. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Chicken.
Not the chickens. I don't like the chickens. They're nasty.
Have you seen the price of eggs lately?
Yeah, for the price of eggs, I'll get a couple chickens.
There we go. I knew.
But not for $4,500. Their eggs ain't worth that much.
Well, I don't know. I think they've gone down a little bit. But a couple of weeks ago at Eric at the chicken auction or whatever,
that was crazy.
$125 for a dozen fertilized eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, there's just regular red hens selling for like a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah. And so you think they're creepy and you was at the chicken auction, it sounds like.
Those regular chickens are gross. Like, they're...
Okay, what's your plan besides being a chicken farmer?
Never that. I'm attending OU in the fall. I know it's OU.
Right, boomer sooner.
But I'm getting my BSN degree, Bachelor's of Science Nursing, and I'm either going to minor in psychology or American Sign Language.
Oh, you got a plan.
Yep.
Good. You'd be a good one, though. You're not bashful, that's for sure.
Nope, not at all.
All right. I know you're young, but you got to be thinking. Besides taking the mic off.
Probably have something to do with agriculture. Or...
Nothing like being in there with a bunch of girls, is it?
I know. Don't get a break. Never.
So you raise cattle right now?
Yep.
So I take it you live on a farm or not?
Well, we live in town, but we have a place where we keep our cattle at.
Right. So any particular thing you're thinking in agriculture, are you too young in life to figure that out yet?
I think I'm too young. I ain't really started thinking about it yet.
All right. So what other activities do you partake in besides FFA?
I'd play baseball, basketball, PLC, and that's pretty much it.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, let's go to Mr. Sophomore himself. Quit twiddling those thumbs.
I think I want to raise show heifers and then on the side get like an oil field job to help keep that running.
There's a lot of that goes on around here, so that ain't a bad thing.
Yeah.
So you talking about raising show heifers to sell?
Yeah.
What kind? Simmental?
Yes.
You're a smart guy. I don't care what the rest of the group says.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, good luck with that because you're a sophomore, so you still got a couple more years.
Yeah.
But the oil field deal ain't bad, and raising show heifers on the side it'll make it funner, and you can support your habit with that oil field job.
Yes.
How's that?
Yeah, all that's right.
Good. Well, let's go back to you. I really want to pick on her some more, but we'll go back to you. And what out of FFA are you going to take with you after you graduate? What's gonna help you?
Probably to never give up on your dream. Just to keep working, achieve your goals, work as hard as you can. You got to work for what you want.
Would you have been any different if you hadn't taken FFA?
Probably.
Right. Well, growing up on that ranch you're on, you probably didn't have a lot of choice, did you?
Not really.
But you weren't forced to do it.
No, I love it.
That's not what I meant. So anyway, cool. Yeah, because you guys got a great operation. And so good luck with the sale, too.
Thank you.
Young lady, what do you think you're going to take with you?
I don't know, probably my leadership skills and a lot of responsibility.
All right. Yeah, FFA.
It does.
You learn responsibility. So, I mean, you can't not feed your cattle. You got to pay your bills and got to keep on going. So, that was a good point. Yep.
I think I'll probably take time management with me into the real world because I'm not very good at time management, but...
So, are you late for school every morning?
Almost. I don't wake up on time.
Yeah.
I think that will really help me, and it's helped me with, like, all my cattle and my schoolwork and sports. I have to, like, manage my time.
Yeah.
And it's really helping me.
Yeah, because kids nowadays have a lot more going on than what I did when I was in school.
Yes.
We either was in or out. Mm-hmm. You guys, you got baseball, softball, mm-hmm. basketball, whatever, FFA, so you got it going on.
Yes.
So, cool. Well, good. Something good come out of it, didn't
it? Yeah, it did.
All right, Miss Presidente.
I think what I would take from FFA would probably the connections that I have made and all the people that I've met, because I've made lifelong friends that I know that will be there
right
with me through whatever I go through.
All right. That's a good point. Miss Chicken?
I feel like the most important lesson I've learned from FFA is how to balance my responsibilities and how to multitask. Because when you're showing animals and it's in the middle of basketball season and you've got assignments to do and concurrent, like, it really does teach you how to manage your time responsibly.
You got to pay attention.
Yeah, so you have to put priorities where they need to be, and I think that's what it's helped me learn the most.
Gotcha. Good deal, because I went up to the Cattlemen's Congress. And was walking through all those barns up there, and it's a long ways from aisle number 3C over there all the way up there to where they're showing. So, you gotta pay attention to what's going on in the speaker.
Uh-huh.
And most kids had their mom, dad there. You're late. Or, you know, they're running a heifer all the way up there, half a mile up to that deal. And so time management is really important.
Uh-huh.
All right, young man, I know you're just a freshman, but surely you've learned something so far that it you'll carry with you the rest of your life.
Probably the responsibility it takes and being able not be afraid to step out of your comfort zone every once in a while and try something new.
That's a good point. That was excellent. That's the best remark so far. and it's coming from a freshman. What's up with you girls? All right, Mr. Sophomore.
What I'll take out of FFA is the people that I've met, like, through the stock show world, all the breeders and everything, like, getting your name out there.
Are you getting cards and writing people's names down? You say you're going to get into breeding show heifers, and it's a good, and stock shows a good place to meet a bunch of guys.
Yes.
Or people.
Yeah, that's the best place.
Because there's some good Simmental breeders around here. So anyway, well, let's go to you real quick. Let's go. Who wants to speak about the stock show? Raise your hand. The county stock show that just happened. Yeah, she's looking at me.
I'll do it if no one else does.
Let's let you do them. We won't talk about chickens.
Thank God.
And so, anyway, how'd the county stock show go?
I was really excited about our Cheyenne kids. We did really well. We ended up having Grand Breeding Gilt. We had Grand Weather Dam, Grand Weather.
Grand and Reserve Barrow.
Grand and Reserve Barrow. We pretty much swept. I was pretty excited with the results from that, so I think that Cheyenne kids did really well, and I was pretty excited about that.
Was the premium sale good? Or is it pretty normal?
It was really good. I think our lowest, can I say what the lowest kid sold for?
No.
Well, it wasn't good. A very low amount.
Yeah, so. No, it's all right. We don't want to talk about money, but anyway, but it was good for everybody.
Yes.
How's that work up there? They pick who gets in the premium sale. The Grand and Reserve probably automatically in.
Yeah, the Grand and Reserve, they all get in, and then they go by a percentage of how many animals. So, like, the goats, there's a certain percentage that get in. The barrows, there's a certain percentage, and they go off by that, by your placing, pretty much. They'll do sale order after the Grand Drive.
Okay, so. Cool. Well, guys, happy FFA week. Did you guys do anything crazy at school this week to celebrate?
We did it.
Last week?
We had a dress-up days.
Oh, okay.
So.
Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to go to break, and we're going to get the other school if they're here. I don't even remember who else is supposed to be here in here. Hey, if they didn't show up, you guys can stay if you want. No, you guys need to go on that adventure I told you to go on.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I'll come in here and talk about chickens.
Yeah, leave your number. I'm going to call you and get you on the show as an expert chicken buyer.
Hater?
All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves. A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day. That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Good afternoon, all your great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, February 20th. 1,567 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 370 brought 252. 6 at 504 brought 234. 18 at 783 brought 181. 25. 5 at 829 brought 176. 30 at 864 brought 178. 17 at 927 brought 173. 16 at 1039 brought 168. 6 head of heifers at 393 brought 193. 20 at 501 brought 195. 3 at 567 brought 184. 18 at 641 brought 173. 13 at 681 brought 173. 31 at 730 brought 174.50. 28 at 744 brought 170.50. Butcher cows were 12 to 102. Butcher bulls brought 73 to 119. Bred cows were 1050 to 1300. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71 Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Man, we got it going on today. Let me get back over here to the mezzanette and see what I can do to... there, slap out. I got it. Slap out. Currently at slap out, it's 22 degrees. Feels like 18. Mostly cloudy today. You might get up to 30. I don't see that, but hopefully you do. The wind's out of the east, southeast. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 22. Southeast wind, 6 to 9 miles an hour. Tomorrow, not too shabby. 59 degrees, south winds 8 to 15 miles an hour with wind gust up 20. So it's going to turn out to be a really nice day up there today. Okay,
In the studio with me right now is the FFA chapter from the farthest west town on I-40, Eric, Oklahoma. Hey, happy FFA week to you guys. And let's start with you, your name and senior, whole nine yards.
I'm Caden Miller. I'm a junior, and I'm the vice president.
Okay.
I'm Talon Mills. I'm a junior, and I'm the chaplain.
All right.
I'm Dylan Kleckner. I'm the senior, and I'm the president.
All right.
I'm Tucker Dunlap. I'm a junior, and I'm the secretary.
All right. Congratulations, guys. Let's start with you. What kind of projects are you involved with? Showing, judging, leadership? What you got going on?
I like to do a little bit of it all. I've done speech, creed, green hand quizzes. And,
did you pass?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, just checking.
Been into a lot of metal projects recently, hauling them around.
Okay.
And just doing the officer stuff, mostly.
You're a do-it-all guy.
I like to think so, yes.
Cool. How about you, young man?
I've done, like, green hand quizzes. I go in the shop. I work on my proficiency award, talk about my ranch with my dad, and I judge livestock, too.
All right. How's the livestock judging going for you? You like that?
Yeah, it's good.
Which is your favorite animal to judge?
Probably cattle.
Cattle. They're kind of the easiest, too, aren't they?
Yeah, I live my life around them, so.
Yeah, so that comes natural to you.
Yeah.
All right, about you, Mr. Presidente?
I've raised and showed goats for the last 4 years, and then I've always been very active in the mechanic shop, trying to build any and everything I can, and just try to be active in any kind of activities that we have and be a part of it all.
I got you.
I've been a part of the green hand quiz, and I've worked in the shop. I've done multiple projects for the state fair and MFE and ALD, and just done it all.
What kind of projects do you do for the fair?
Well, we built some metal projects for it and sent them down there, and you know, we did pretty well.
Is it me, Mr. Boss, or has the ag mechanics and the shop stuff become more and more popular? I know you guys only been in there 3 or 4 years or whatever, but it seems like there's more events going on with that.
Yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
Cool. So back to you. What's your plans?
Oh, I plan on becoming an officer next year, hopefully president.
Right.
And just trying to get more members involved. We've been doing pretty good with that recently. We've done a lot through FFA week during this week, and just trying to recruit new members.
And gotcha. You got plans for after? I know you're a junior, right?
Yes, sir, I am.
Have you got plans for after school yet? Are thinking about it?
Yeah, I plan on continuing rodeoing and just being around agriculture, raising cattle and farming fiber and oil crops.
What are you into, rodeo and roping or what?
Yeah, I do a little bit of calf roping and team roping.
I got you. Are you any good?
I like to think so, yes.
Okay. Let's go to you.
I plan to, after high school, go to RFO at Clarendon College and get my degree in there. And
that's a great school.
Yeah, and this is what my dad did and it's what my uncle did, and I want to do what they did, work around cattle.
I got to meet a couple of busloads of the kids from Clarendon College up at the Taylor Ranch here last, last fall, I guess, somewhere in there. Yeah. And what a great setup. That's after I got to studying in a little more. And there's a lot of people that's around here that has gone to Clarendon. So that's a good deal. Yeah. That's a great outlook.
Yeah.
How about you, Mr. President?
Well, this being my last year, like, being a part of the FFA chapter, I've been really trying to leave, like, my thumbprint on the chapter so the kids coming up can be like, oh, yeah, I want to be a president like Dylan was a president and do things like he did. So I've been doing that, and after I graduate, I plan on going to Oklahoma State Institute of Technology for Construction Management.
Where's that at?
It's in Okmulgee.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, yep.
And go there, get my bachelor's degree in construction management, and then go on to build lots of great projects.
The skyscraper, right?
Yeah, anything.
All right, cool. How about you, Mr. Dunlap?
I plan on going to Okmulgee like Dylan here, but I'm going to take a different route, and I want to go to lineman school because that's what my dad's been working for North Fork Electric for countless years, and I've always, looked up to him and seen what he's been doing, and I want to try to get into that business, get in that field of work, so.
Well, North Fork's a great organization, and so there's a lot of good power companies for Americans there, so you're going down the right path. Okay, what time? We got time for let's go with the, let me pick the president. I want to pick on him because he wants to leave his signature. Let's see how good you are. What one thing in FFA sticks out in your mind that you've learned or had part of that's going to carry with you the rest of your life?
I would say probably just all the things you learn, you know, in showing, you know, just doing your hardest and your best and always giving it your all. Because if you don't try something, you're never going to know.
Right.
So you've got to reach out and try all the different opportunities that FFA has, or you'll never know what could be your passion or what you might want to do one day.
Well, I don't see it in either any of you four sitting here. Was any of you bashful before you got into FFA? Shy? I didn't think so. I didn't see it with you four. So we'll see how these four ladies up here could go on that deal. And anyway, I wish you guys the best of luck. We're going to take a break. And when we get back, we're going to get to the four young ladies standing up here waiting their turn. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Jerry Nunn, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, February the 21st. We sold 279 cows, both of kids. Thursday, February the 23rd, we sold 4,210 kids of feeders for a total of 4,489 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 96 up to 107, with our thin cows bringing 79 to 85. Bulls brought 96 to 121. Today, your bred cows 1250 to 1410, with our 9 and older bred cows 960 to 1225. 5 to 8-year-old pairs, 1,300 to 1,625. Steer cattle, 11 steers weighing 291, bring 311. 3 to 350 steers, 272 to $3. 4 to 450, 235 to 281. 5 to 550, 221 to 253. 6 to 650, 193 to 219.50. 7 to 750, 179 to 193.5. 8 to 850, 178.5 to 183. With our 9 to 950 steers, 177.50 to 180.75, and 12 steers weighing 1,011, break 162. On our heifers, 3 to 350 weight heifers, $2 to 235, 4 to 450, $2 to 219.50, 5 to 550 heifers, 187 to 212, 6 to 650, 174 to 188.5, 7 to 750, 176 to 178.5, 8 to 850, 164 to 168, and 6 heifers weighing 981, break 149. Extremely good market on killing cows and bulls, all the way from kids and feeders. Extremely good market. We sell 5 loads of steers, 2 bunches weighing 8.5, bring 178.75 to 179.50. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp, for a cow, bull, and calf sale. Thanksgiving, Jerry 9, and the Woodford Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom backs, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Right now at Galleria Furniture and Mattress Outlet, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to an extra 25% off everything for everyone. No membership needed. We're making it very easy to fill your house with furniture. Buy more, save more. Up to 25% off all sofas, sectionals, and reclining furniture. Up to 25% off all bedrooms, dining sets, and mattresses. Today at Galleria Furniture and Mattress Outlet, buy more, save more.
At Galleria Furniture in Elk City, appliances not included.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For generations, FFA, Future Farmers of America, have been helping our children through agriculture to grow into responsible adults. We believe and we support the work being done by our local FFA chapters and all they do to create an enriching experience for our youth. For all you do, you have our thanks. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
The best stories are full of passion, love, and luxury. Fall in love with an all-new 2023 Cadillac from Cummins and Weatherford, where luxury and savings both reach new heights. The all-new 2023 Cadillacs are priced and ready for you to fall in love. The new 2023 Escalade, beyond your dreams. The new 2023 XT4, versatile and fun. Let Cummins start your love story today. Cummins Cadillac in Weatherford, just off I-40 and Airport Road, and online at CumminsCadillac.com.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHillsOK.com. That's CoyoteHillsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and corn, forage sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back to the Wheeler General Store. Happy Cap Hour. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden forecast. I picked, since we have Eric FFA in here, I picked the town of Eric as our forecast since they got a mezzanette center. 25 at Eric right now. Feels like 17. Today, mostly cloudy, 28. Looks like you might get there. Winds are out of the northeast, 8 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 27. East winds, 2 to 6 miles an hour. It's going to be kind of chilly tonight. Tomorrow, 48 for a high. Southeast, the south winds, 2 to 9 miles an hour. Doesn't look too bad tomorrow. Hey, we have a really good chance of rain coming in Sunday. So everybody cross their thumbs and fingers and wishes good luck when we get some rain, because I know everybody's needing it. Also, one more thing before I get to the kids. The Heritage Bull Sale, the Hereford Heritage Bull Sale, the 11th annual one, is coming up Monday, this coming Monday, February 27th at Fort Cobb at noon. The 77 Ranch Sale Facility is right there in Fort Cobb. Got a big ad in the Penny News. It's got directions, got the address in there. They'll be selling 102 Hereford bulls, 20 Angus, 3 Sim Angus, proven herd sire, spring 2-year-old bull, 2-year-olds, fall long yearlings, and spring yearlings. The Hereford Heritage Breeders Sale. Anyway, the 77 Ranch, the Birdwell Ranch, the 4B Herefords, the Lowland Herefords, it's got it going on. So for more information, you can call Dustin Layton at 405-464-2455. And like I said, there's a big old ad in the Penny News. Also, you can go to pennynews.com on either on your computer or on your phone. Bring that up. And on the big computer, on your main computer, it'll be right there to your right. It's the Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar. And you can figure out where all those bull sales and female sales are going on. And on your iPhone, when you bring up pennynews.com, it'll be down there at the bottom and find it. And it's got all the information for these bull sales that you need. All right. I got a beautiful set of girls in here from Eric, Oklahoma, the FFA group. Happy National FFA Week, ladies. Say something. Thank you. Don't get shy on me now. Let's start with you. What's your name and what's your title? And are you a sophomore, junior, senior?
I'm Kira Lawrence. I'm a senior and I'm a historian.
Okay, cool.
I'm Kylie Miller. I'm a sophomore and I'm the treasurer.
I'm Erlyn Carter. I'm the reporter and I'm a junior this year.
All right.
I'm Kenna McIntyre. I'm a junior and I'm the sentinel.
All right, cool. You look so much like your mom, it's not even funny. Anyway, let's talk back to you. What kind of projects are you involved with? What's showing, judging, leadership?
I make projects. In the state fair, I've had some there. The Tulsa State Fair,
I had some wreaths. I got second and third in my class for those.
All right, cool.
And then at Southwest District, I had a couple projects in that. And also got second and third.
All right, congratulations.
Thanks.
How about you, young lady?
I show cattle. I do speeches, livestock judge. I make some projects, like flower arrangements and stuff. And I do a lot. I don't know. What else?
What kind of cattle do you show?
I show Angus, and I have a percentage Simmental right now.
Oh, cool. And all steers?
No, I show heifers.
Heifers? So, you guys are going to be busy this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Beckham County's got one of the best heifer shows in the state, I think. There's a lot of good heifers in this county.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, young lady?
I did the green hen quiz freshman year. Did pretty good in that.
You did?
Yeah.
Like 100?
No. I think one time I missed one, and then one time Tucker beat me out, but that's fine. We're not going to talk about that. And then I've done speeches the past 2 years, and then this year Mr. L actually got me out of my comfort zone a little bit and convinced me to do, like, sporting clay. So that was all right. That was fun.
Yeah. So what do you mean your comfort zone? Are you shy? Or are you just, bashful?
I never really done anything like that before.
All right.
Yeah. Like, not really that much into just, like, shooting guns.
Right.
Yeah. So when he asked me to do that, I kind of freaked out a little bit. But it was okay.
It's not bad, is it?
No.
The world media makes it out to be such a bad thing, and it's really not properly trained. Yeah, and properly trained. What about you, Miss McIntyre?
I'm pretty much the same as Erlyn. I do sporting clay, speeches. I make a little bit of projects, mostly for the state fair, though, and it's just little stuff.
What?
Like wreaths. I made a wreath out of horseshoes, but every year they lost it, and I don't ever get it back. But what else have I made? Oh, yeah, I do pumpkins.
Oh, yeah?
And take pictures of, like, when we're working cows and stuff and have a branding.
You say pumpkins, are we just saying growing or carving?
Oh, no, not carving either. It's just you, like, paint it and put little stuff on
gotcha.
It and make it look like something.
Some craft stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. You got a picture of one? You'll have to have you text it to me.
Okay.
Or have your mom text it to me.
Okay.
Anyway, let's go back to you. So what thing has stuck out with you since you started FFA? Has anything brought you out of your comfort zone? Were you shy? Or have you learned something that you're just going to take forward with you for a long time?
I like helping people.
Okay.
With our banquet and stuff.
Right.
Talking in front of people, I'm kind of shy with that.
Right.
Like every year we'll do like fundraisers and stuff, and I like helping everybody get that going and stuff.
Well, good. How about you, young lady?
So my whole family is involved in a lot of agriculture, and it just really stuck with me because it's something my dad did at a young age, and I just want to keep going with it.
Right.
And make impacts on people and in their lives.
What kind of impacts?
Leadership, mainly.
There you go.
We've been to a lot of leadership conferences and stuff like that.
What's been the funnest event you've been to in FFA so far?
MFE this year was a lot of fun, or National Convention was fun, too.
Did you guys go this year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys actually go to the convention, or was you just going to all the events around it? I've had a couple schools in here. We don't even remember what happened.
We went to the convention.
Did you?
Twice.
You went. That's all that's important.
Yeah.
And so, did you learn anything? Did you meet new friends? Or did you guys just stay together like a wolf pack?
There was a lot of people I saw and met. We saw lots of like historical things.
Right.
Like that statue. What was that for? Peyton Manning.
They're getting you in trouble, teacher, or not?
We've seen the Indian statue thing in Indianapolis.
Had any of you guys ever seen the archway at St. Louis before? Did you guys go through that way, St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about you, young lady?
I think my favorite thing is probably all, like, the leadership that you get from FFA and stuff. Like, going from MFE and ALD, you know, you gain a lot of friendships there. I have still, like, talked to this one friend I met from the first year I went to MFE. And so I've been friends with her for, like, ever now.
Right.
And, yeah. So it's just It's a lot of fun to meet new people and stuff.
All right. What about you?
My whole life revolves around agriculture. Like, you know my parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And really, I'm just glad to be part of all of it. And Mr. L really does help a lot because he really does make sure that you're involved in everything, like, any way he can. If there's anything we can do, we're doing it.
Right.
So I'm really glad to have Mr. L as an advisor. And I really...
You know you're on TV.
And I enjoy going to all the conferences and learning new stuff. And it's not just the people that I like to meet. I also like to learn stuff more than that. So you get more experience.
Well, real quickly, let's go with you. Yeah. What, you got plans for the future after school?
I honestly, like, I don't know what I want to do. It's definitely something with animals, and I want to go to OSU in Stillwater.
All right. Well, the music's playing, time's up, and you guys have been fun. And I wish you the best. I guess you're all juniors, right?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior, and you're sophomore and juniors, right? You guys will be back next year, so we'll have more fun next year. How's that? Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys, and happy FFA week.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
Yeah.